Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Tuesday and time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in John chapter 8, and we're in verse 12. Let me read the text for you and let's take a look and see what God's saying to us in this wonderful passage of Scripture. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. You will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, you are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true. Jesus answered, even if I do not bear witness about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and where I'm going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true. For it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me. Then they said to him, therefore, well, where is your father? And Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my father. If you knew me, you would know my father also. These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple. But no one arrested him because his hour had not come. Here is a marvelous moment in the life of Jesus in which he's not simply in the temple, but he is near the treasury and the storeroom where all the resources would have been put together. And what he's telling them is, you look around to these resources, look at the resource in front of you. The very light of the world is here in front of you. Well, they accuse him of lying, and he says, well, I don't lie because I've got witnesses. And we've already seen from the Bible that he has the witness of miracles. He has the witness of the Holy Spirit. He has the witness of those around him, changed lives. He has the witness of the Father. And he has the witness of his works that he is doing. So there are abundant witnesses that Jesus has. Praise the name of the Lord. He is true. So when he says he's the light of life, the witnesses bear it out. Now the question is this. Do you walk in the darkness? Or do you walk in the light of life? That's really the crux of the issue. They cannot see him and come to him as the light of the life. Why? Jesus says you can't because you're walking in the darkness. Now, as you come to this text of Scripture, I want you to realize something today, that if you come to Jesus Christ, the light of life, that light that shows you the way to forgiveness of sins by his redeeming death on the cross, will point you to him. Him who, when he is in your life, will be the light of your life and the lamp for your feet. This Word of God bears witness of Jesus, the very God of the Word. And this Jesus who has come into the world is the Word who dwells among us. And this Jesus who has come into the world as the Word who dwells among us will lighten your life so that you no longer walk in the darkness. What I'm going to pray today is that the Holy Spirit will give you eyes to see and ears to hear. And when you come to Christ, he will enlighten your life so that you may see him and put your trust in him. The witness that he is the saving grace of God. The witness that he will save you by his grace. The witness that he is the light of the world, in the world, and the light of life that will lead you to everlasting life is all around you. So don't walk in the darkness. The darkness is death. The light is life. Jesus is the light. He has come into the world, and he will come into your heart. All you have to do is invite him. Jesus, come to me. I have now come to you as my Lord and Savior. That's another slice of fresh bread.
You're the light unto my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reader, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.